Hello friends, welcome to your favorite Vedic astrology channel, Ramashri Cosmic Gestures, and I am your host Bhaskara. Friends, in this episode, I am going to talk about retrograde planets or Vakri Graha. Friends, we all know that due to the relative motion between Earth and other planets moving around Sun, those planets can appear to be apparently moving backward as seen from Earth. So the main point is, no planet ever moves backward in reality, but it is only because we are present on Earth which is moving around Sun, and other planets are also moving around Sun. There is a speeds at which Earth moves around Sun and speeds at which other grahas, other planets move around Sun are different. So sometimes it can happen that when there is a particular relative positioning of a planet with respect to Earth, then due to the difference of their relative speeds and the relative speed of Earth, it can happen that the planet may appear to be moving backward as seen from Earth. In reality, no planet ever moves backward. Every planet is moving in the same direction all the time around Sun. But in astrology, we make the horoscope from geocentric perspective because we are living on Earth and we are observing the sky from Earth. So whatever we see in the sky from Earth, we try to correlate that with things happening in our life. So when, as seen from Earth, a particular planet appears to be moving backward, then for us people living on Earth, the planet is Vakri or retrograde. The planet is moving backward. Now suppose, and what planets can appear to be moving backward in your Vedic horoscope? Only 5 planets: Saturn, Jupiter, Mars. These are the outer planets, and Mercury and Venus. These are the 5 planets which you can see to be moving backward at some time during the year. Not all the time. For certain periods during an year, one planet among these 5, Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Venus and Mercury, they can become retrograde. Moon can never become retrograde. Moon is always moving in the same direction all the time as seen from Earth. And Sun is also never retrograde. Sun is also all the time moving in the same direction as seen from Earth. And Rahu, Ketu are always moving in the retrograde direction only. So that is their normal motion. So that is not taken as an unusual thing. So now the question is, now suppose if somebody is born at a time when a particular planet is retrograde, so in that person's horoscope, that particular planet would be written as the name of that planet would be written, and then a subscript R would be written adjacent to it to indicate that the planet is retrograde in the birth horoscope of the person. Now, what does it mean if a particular planet X in your birth horoscope is retrograde? This means that it can happen that you may struggle to express the planet's qualities in a balanced way. You may sometimes overexpress the energy of that particular retrograde planet X, and sometimes you may not express the energy of X, that particular retrograde planet X, properly when it is actually needed. So sometimes you may overexpress it, and sometimes you may not express it when it is needed. So there is some imbalance that you may show in your behavior related to the signification of that particular graha. And some of the significations connected to that particular retrograde planet X may also show themselves in your life with some element of unconventionality. On the negative side, this can also happen that if you have some retrograde planet in your horoscope, then that may give you somewhat twisted thinking or dishonest approach related to the significance of that particular planet X. Now, it is up to you how you deal with a retrograde planet in your horoscope. It can have both positive and negative effects in you. So I won't say that a retrograde planet is necessarily a bad thing. If with awareness you use it to your advantage, it can be a good thing for you always. Also, that is possible. I'll just give you one example. Suppose you are born with Jupiter retrograde in your birth horoscope. Before going ahead, I would like to remind you, friends, if you want to take a reading from me, you can always write to me on my email, which is cosmicbond7@gmail.com. COSMIC, cosmic, BOND, bond, 7 is the numeral, @gmail.com. You can also find the email address mentioned in the description of this podcast. So friends, I was talking about, if suppose you are born with Jupiter retrograde, just for the example's sake, I am giving you this example, then what will happen? Now, this is general. Generally, I am saying, obviously, Jupiter is going to be ruling some house in your horoscope depending upon what ascendant you are born with. And Jupiter may be placed in some house. So those effects will also come into play. But here, I am just giving you a general idea that what does it mean if you are born with Jupiter retrograde? This can mean that you may not know when you should stop teaching others. So it may happen that you may keep giving gyan to someone even when it is not needed. Your philosophy of looking at things, or even your spiritual inclination, your ways to connect with God, all these things can be a little different from others. Your ways of teaching sometimes can be very different from other teachers. You may also become a very manipulative teacher. That is also possible. Your children, Jupiter is the significator of children also in our life. So your children can be a little different from other children around them. It can also give you a situation where you have to adopt a child, or you have to go for some kind of special treatment to get a child. So depending upon if there is affliction, if there is no affliction on Jupiter, then you may not have to go for adoption or for some special medical treatment to get a child. But most likely it can give some unconventionality in the way your child is. So he may show a different kind of behavior than other children around him. So that can happen. Yes, in case of a female horoscope, a retrograde Jupiter may give you a husband who is little different than other men around you. So, for example, your husband can be engaged in some kind of unconventional profession. So, I just wanted to share a small thought of mine on the retrograde planets. So, I hope you enjoyed, and keep writing to me whatever you feel like after listening to my podcast. And I have been not making podcasts very regularly these days because I have to take care of my dad also, who is not well since last many months. So I have to do the readings, I have to do astrological reports, and also to take care of my dad. So, you know, things can become little more busy for me right these days. So that is why I'm not able to make many episodes. So thank you for always listening to my podcasts, and you keep writing to me, and that makes me very happy. God bless you all, and be happy, and respect your parents, and keep saying prayers. God bless.